Utah Transit Authority is prepared to run more buses on cleaner fuels with its brand new compressed natural gas fueling station. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The new facility is just behind UTA headquarters in Salt Lake City on 200 South and 600 West. The transit agency is working to eventually transition its entire fleet of more than 500 buses to a combination of compressed natural gas, electric, and clean diesel, says UTA's chief planning officer, Matt Sybil.
In addition to just trying to carry more people on transit, we look at the vehicles we run as a part of the air quality solution along the Wasatch Front.
The CNG buses emit about 85% less pollution than the diesel buses they're replacing. The new facility will save time and money because drivers will no longer have to fuel up off-site, and a federal grant primarily paid for the construction of the new station. Sybil says it's designed to fuel up to 250 CNG buses. UTA only has 47 now, but plans to add more. He says natural gas is a good local source of fuel in Utah.
If you look at the way that we generate electricity in the state, I think about 25% of it is generated by burning clean natural gas right now. So there's a real nexus between electric buses and CNG buses, a lot of it coming from the same source of fuel.
The next step for UTA, Sybil says, is building a new bus maintenance and operations facility next to the fueling station. It will replace the aging facility across from the UTA headquarters and provide space to store the growing fleet. Whitney Evans, KUER News.